All right, going live there.
What's the number?
What's that?
Here, this is how we start.
This is, oh, we're live right now. All right.
Yep, see, here we go.
Good morning, Gloucester. Is GloucesterCast, oh, it's GloucesterCast 440. It just said we were interrupted for a second, so I was wondering what that was all about. But we are live. I'm going to put the stream onto Good Morning Gloucester. And I'm going to publish that. And I can close that screen out. Okay, that's published. Close. And we're back. Good morning, Pat Dalpiaz. I see that you've entered the chat.
I have.
We have a we have a podcast virgin with us right now, Paul Horovitz. Congratulations, not just a podcast virgin, a Good Morning Gloucester contributor virgin this week.
He's welcome.
We made him official this week.
That's awesome.
So I've cut out the middleman, and Nicole doesn't get a percentage.
I know. I'm going to have to get my act together now.
I have noticed. Yeah.
I could count on Paul for like one post a week, and now I'm like,
Now I need my own content.
Now you need exactly 1/7 more production out of yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of the copy and paste.
1/5. I slacked off on the weekends.
We have another podcast version. You've never been on, right?
No.
Enza Iacono, and I think we've spoken about Lobster Trap Gifts. How many weekends in a row?
Several.
Thank you.
Because I'm a huge fan of her product, especially her apparel.
They're awesome, yeah.
And we actually collaborate, well, not really collaborate. She runs things by me to say, how do you like this design?
Oh.
Yeah.
Good job, so extra eyes.
Yeah. Nicole Schraft is with us.
Hi. Good morning.
Jimmy, I'll go like this. Jimmy and Pat Dalpiaz are with us.
Good morning, Gloucester.
And waiting in the wings, I'm going to go like this. This is going to be really weird. See, the black and white is Muffy White and Chris McCarthy waiting in the wings. We're going to bring them in a little bit.
They're in the green room.
They're in the green room. Yeah, the GMG green room.
They're eating all the snacks we provided in the green room.
Yeah.
Hi, Joey Foote. Hi, Susan Casey Lipset. So today, I wanted to say, I'm going to say this a couple times during the podcast. Jody Dowd, our friend Jody Dowd, her husband, and maybe Jody owns the Champions Pub in Peabody, which is known for having the best steak tips on the North Shore, has donated a gift, is that on the camera? A gift certificate for $25. We are going to write down the people that share the podcast, are going to be entered to win a $25 gift certificate to Champions Pub.
Awesome.
And we're going to write down the people that share it on Facebook right now. And probably about 2/3 of the way through the podcast, we are going to pick the number. Pat's going to keep a count. We're going to assign them numbers. And then I do my magic random number picker on the iPhone, and that person will win. So that's exciting. So don't forget to share the podcast.
That's Vanna White. Okay, spins the wheel. That's how they do it.
Did I introduce you guys already?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, you want to make sure I didn't blow you guys.
Yeah, all the way around the room.
Yeah.
But you're gonna do the death row sub first.
Yeah. No, I got that. Thank you though. So Paul, have you watched a podcast before?
I have.
Are you familiar with the process for the death row sub and the death row meal?
His
look of. It's very telling. It's very telling.
Which means you didn't.
Okay. She didn't.
And you're going to answer too.
Are you familiar with the death row sub?
I am.
Okay, I'm going to let. So this is the test.
Mm-hmm.
Enza is going to explain what the death row sub and death row meal is for the podcast version.
That's a little teaching.
You guys go ahead. I'll just have my coffee. Let me know.
No,
you got to say it so that people can hear.
The last sub before.
Before, yeah. So if it was the last sub, which sub shop would you go to and what sub type? And then also, if it was your last meal, what would be your last meal?
And what restaurant and what would the meal be?
Yeah.
Well, the last meal is easy. If we have to wait for them to reopen, it would be Duckworth's.
Duckworth is probably in the lead.
It is.
Absolutely.
Top three.
No question. Last sub. You know, it has been so many years since I had a good sub. Well, there is an amazing sub shop in South Philly where you get Philly cheesesteaks and subs on the side and all that. So I'd go to South Philly.
Okay.
So, you weren't born and raised there.
No.
Just spent some time.
I had family there.
Okay.
My mother's family.
So we brought you on this week. I want to just ask the listeners, how's the audio? Just give us let us know how the audio is. This week we brought you on. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself and what you think you're going to bring to the Good Morning Gloucester community? Like, what are your posts going to be? Do you focus on?
Well, a little bit about myself. I'm the head of Harborlight Montessori School in Beverly. It's a second career for me. I spent many years being a lawyer and then switched hats and became a school head 20 years ago. I live in Annisquam, live on the river, gave up cruising a big sailboat for an Annisquam fish boat, which I helped restore about 4 years ago.
Oh.
The fish class is actually celebrating its 100th birthday this year. Those little boats were first built over at Montgomery's yard.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You said Annisquam fish boat.
Yeah. So
is it a sailboat or is it a fishing boat?
It's a little sailboat.
Okay.
Little cat boat, 17 feet. Oh. They were first built at Montgomery's, which is now where Riverboat Works are. It is over on the river. And built 100 years ago, and we have 13 of them in the fleet still, and two new ones being built. So that's what I do for recreation. I am also the president of the board of Gloucester Stage Company.
Oh no,
yeah, and that's me.
So you're going to have a lot of insight and a lot of stuff, a lot to say about in the community.
Try to.
No pressure.
What I think I will bring to the website is just what Nicole has been posting generously for me for quite a while now, which is I love wandering around Cape Ann and particularly around my corner of Cape Ann and observing the world around me, big things and small things.
And we've been enjoying it as well.
And
so
I,
this is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fascinating, the things that people like. The one that I did of the sunrise on the Annisquam Lighthouse a few weeks ago, which I just gave it to Nicole, and wow, some great nice comments. So it's fun to share.
Yeah,
isn't it really nice?
We have a great audience.
We do have a great audience.
Yeah.
But the comments, like people may not realize that the comments like drives.
That's true.
Like your enthusiasm to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's just sometimes if you get crickets, you might have the best. And here's the thing: sometimes the things that I do not find very interesting, say one of my photos, and it gets like an incredible number of comments, and then something that I think is just mind blowing, and it's crickets.
Yeah, that happens a lot, and I think a lot of it is timing. A lot of it's day of the week or the weather or things, you know, that you just don't know what's going to hit people. It's amazing.
You know, that one of the lighthouse, it got a wonderful comment from someone who said it sort of felt Edward Hopper-ish.
That's lovely. Wow.
But the one, there was one a couple of years ago, literally it was just, I was walking up by the corner of the Lobster Cove by the Annisquam Village Church. And looked up the cove, and it was a rainy day. Remember that photo, Nicole? And I just took it and kept walking. And when I sent it to Nicole, she said, wow, this is like impressionistic. And I was just amazed. You put it up, and it just kept getting hits.
You gave that one to some of your friends, James and Anna Eves, right, are printing those for you, aren't they?
Yeah.
So we're at Cape Energy Clay.
Oh, so great. So do you sell your stuff for work?
We love them.
No, they're
Awesome.
No,
they're wonderful people.
Yeah, they also have their new Cape Ann Salt Company.
Sea salt.
Yeah.
Oh, I got some right here.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
I guess the one other thing I'd say about me is I'm the proud grandfather of six wonderful kids.
Doing
all sorts of amazing things, including my eldest grandson, who's a senior at University of Vermont, who spent the salmon season, the gillnet salmon fishing up out of Dillingham, Alaska, up in Bristol Bay. and then came back and went up to Damariscotta, Maine, and was harvesting oysters for the rest of the summer. So.
He's got salt in his veins.
He's definitely. Well, his father's a boat builder, so.
Oh, yeah, man. In another life, I'd like to be a boat builder.
Would you? I would not have pictured that for you.
Really?
Really?
Well, I love being on the water. And I think, like, once you get on the water, that's all you want to be. As a matter of fact, my best friend growing up, Derek Calust, his father said something: every day you spend on the water, you can add on to your life. Like, mm-hmm. you get an extra day.
I believe that's probably true. Even by the water, I feel
because you just it just takes away the negativity and, like, mm-hmm. just reinvigorates you. Yep. For, like, you get an extra day added on to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So we get some comments. Deborah Lee Miller, good morning from Georgia. Love your broadcasts. Lived in Western Mass most of my life. We visited Cape Ann 4 to 5 times a year. Love the whole area. Miss our visits this year. Hope to come up for several weeks next year. Well, thanks for checking in with us, Deborah. I hope you share it, because if you share the podcast, you get a chance to win. We're going to pick this in a little bit. A gift, $25 gift certificate for Champions Club, donated by Jody Dowd, our friend. So share it and say, I shared it, and then we'll know that you shared it. Where are we? And also the stickers. So we got the new stickers in, and I've been getting about 2 or 3 self-addressed stamped envelopes. Here, Jim. You got them, Jim?
Yeah.
We got two or three self-addressed stamped envelopes a day, and we send them out as soon as they come in for the new stickers, and they're pretty awesome. Paul, here, take one.
Joey, I got to tell you that I'm looking at the pile here because we were filling them out, and this one's from Tennessee. Allen's, Tennessee.
Wow.
So, I mean, we're going to be sending it out. Miss Eloise, it's coming to you very soon. And we have some local Gloucester ones.
Two
in the
pile.
Okay, this is so Al Roker. I can't even. This is like this Smucker's 100th birthday.
I love it. I love it. People love this hokey stuff.
Happy birthday. No, I know.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Let's go to the local weather report, right? How's that?
That was perfect.
Okay, great. Troy Petrillo, it's coming to you very soon.
K9 Cuts, our friends at K9 Cuts.
And Hal Mackins. Mackins, I'm going to say.
Hal Mackins.
Yep. And this is Eloise Hitchcock from Tennessee.
Love it. All right. Thanks for that, Jimmy.
And
we've heard a lot of this year, especially people who can't get to Cape Ann and the North Shore because of this COVID mess that we're all dealing with. I think Joey, all kidding aside, the podcast has been, or the blog in general, has been even more important to people right now because they're missing their annual visits, like that commenter just said. So
I would agree that had an impact.
We're up like 25%. Our numbers are up like 25% this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it has to do with a couple different things. One, I've been paying attention more and like making sure every time slot's filled.
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
I really slacked off. I slacked off a couple of years back. When I was going through my divorce and stuff like that, I slacked off and stuff because I had other things going on, obviously. And now that I get my life kind of – and then we bought the house. Kate and I bought the house, and we were going through the renovation.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm, like, refocused and energized. And, like, the podcast last year was, like, real, real fun for me because you get to meet so many people and stuff.
Yeah.
What you do is awesome. I mean, it's amazing.
Yes.
We don't want to forget to get Enza's input on the death row sub and meal.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Enza, you're up.
She's waiting.
All
she's,
right.
It's on the tip of her. She's like,
no,
please ask me because I've got an answer ready.
She didn't sleep last night.
First of all, I'm going to say Enza is the creator of Lobster Trap Gifts.
Awesome.
Where I get my t-shirts and my favorite hat, the one with the latitude.
That's.
Get one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
I know.
And she made a low profile one for me because I don't like the hot ones.
You got the Compass Rose, right? Is that two on one? Of
yeah, the one that says
yeah.
GLO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that one.
All right, so go ahead.
Oh, so I'm Enza Iacono, and I'm born and raised in Gloucester and in a big fishing family. So if I were to have my last sub, it would be from Destino's.
Okay.
It would be the cheesesteak with pickles on the bottom.
That's a first. I'm interested to hear why you want the pickles on the bottom.
So good. Because the cheese and the pickles, yeah. It's like,
oh,
it works.
That makes good sense. That makes really good
sense. I'm like literally,
revolutionary.
Like Monday for lunch.
Yeah.
Jimmy, are you going to be here Monday?
Yes, sir.
All right. You know what we're going to order, right?
Yes, sir.
We're going to order Justino's cheesesteak with pickles on the bottom.
Pickles on the bottom.
That's
really
good.
You know, the key on any sub is when you're going to get pickles on it, to make sure that you tell them to drain the pickles good so the sub doesn't get soggy.
Most places do, it seems like. Yeah.
All right. And death row meal.
And my death row would be Regina Pizza, veggie pizza.
Regina Pizza, veggie
like,
pizza.
Is that like Pizzeria Regina? Pizzeria Regina, in Harbin Square?
The original.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think that's our second one for Regina.
I think you might be right. I have my official list here with me.
Awesome.
So, Enzo, tell us a little bit about Lobster Trap Gifts, how it got started. And it really kind of started out with the wire stuff.
Yeah.
And then I want you to tell me, like, has the apparel kind of taken over now, or are you still selling a lot of each?
So I started with the original wine trap, and I started, you know, creating the wine trap, and then I branched off and I did the six pack and the napkin, and it sort of got quiet. So I said, well, I have a website and I have, you know, the products selling, but, you know, it's time to do something else. I kind of got like, okay, I need more inspiration. And so I said, well, why don't I create a hat? with a little lobster, and I had no idea that it would actually like take off in the sense. And then I don't know, I'm inspired by the ocean and growing up in a fishing family, like that's all I heard my whole life. So I just kept going, and here I am a year and a half later, and created quite, you know, some different designs. And I'm inspired by my family, Gloucester, the ocean. I just, you know, hearing it so much. And,
well, I've got to say, I've seen your orders, and I was there one time, met you. Well, I went to pick up mine, and we met at the post office, and you opened up your trunk, and you were just bringing all these boxes out you were mailing out. So, folks, you got to tell them that you can just order it, and it will be taken care of. You'll take care of people like you always do.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to share the screen right now, because I have it up here. Let's see. Chrome tab and Lobster Trap Gifts. Share it. All right. So there we go. And there it is. So there's the website. You can go there and click through the different tabs. My favorite hat, do you still have them in stock? Latitude, longitude ones?
Yes. Yeah.
It's like my favorite hat. I bought two. I had one. I bought another one because when the first one wears out, I want to have a fresh one. That's how much I love this hat. I mean, it is pretty awesome.
Yeah. He always takes good care of me. He's sweet and always.
Well, I mean, honestly, I go out of my way to promote things that I really believe in. If I give a half-ass endorsement, then that means it's a half-ass endorsement. But when I like go back to so another couple of my favorite places. Thatcher Ellery.
Yeah,
I got that print last week. Did you see the print I got?
I didn't. I saw quickly that you got something new from them, but since they were at the Bluefin Blowout, I've been in love with them too. Their
product mix is awesome. Yeah. I love our friends at Pauline's Gifts. She's awesome. Anyway,
Joey approved. Joey approved.
We're going to bring in, you know what we're going to do right now is we're going to bring in our friend Muffy White. From Muffy White Styling and Organizing. Organizing is the one that I'm most interested in.
And I want everyone to know that he cleaned his desk in the area, Muffy.
No, not really. It's still a mess. All right, we're bringing her in right now.
Less of a mess.
Add to the screen. Muffy!
Good morning!
Wow, you got the official cap on and everything.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
That's it. So your website is, I have a link in the show notes, but I want to make sure that I get it right.
Okay.
Is it MuffyWhite.com?
It is.
MuffyWhite.com.
Yeah.
But it's Muffy White Organizing and Styling.
Yes.
And the you have a hat on right now, but that encompasses a bunch of different services. Yeah. Want to go through some of the things that you do?
Sure. So I do home organization of all shapes and sizes. Think decluttering, making it work better, simple, simple, simple. I help people sell their houses by staging them and helping them to look their best and hopefully sell for the most money. And I work with real estate brokers and homeowners for that. And I do moving. So I help you pack up and unpack and hopefully along the way get rid of anything you don't need. And by get rid of, I mean we donate to Second Glance, we sell it, we keep it out of the landfill, but maybe help you live with a little bit less.
Well, you came over and did a closet for us.
And I hung art for you.
And you're right, that's right. Because like, how many times you move into a place, you know, you move from one place to another and you have a bunch of pieces and you just, you don't really know the right level to hang it, how to organize it with the different frames, like not to make it look like a total mess.
It's right up to you. Moving into a new place.
Yeah, I know.
Where was Muffy?
Yeah. I'm here now. I can always help.
She's here.
Never
now.
Too late to hire me.
It is, but I think that a lot of people are hoarders, and I think like if you we're gonna do this right now. Like if you look around my office. Here's my desk. We got stuff.
Okay. Like that's everywhere. Not too bad. That's not too bad.
No.
Yeah. No. Okay, that's bad.
Is Buffy feeling it?
Yeah.
Buffy, how are you feeling about this space?
It's kind of good I didn't come in.
She's being restrained. Yeah.
Would your OCD kick in right there?
You know, so.
I mean, that's yes. All.
I really think that everyone is calmer if their space is more orderly. It's not about it has to be perfect, but I do think it's distracting to have stuff everywhere.
I think that I've said this a couple times on the podcast. I think one of the main benefits of divorce is the forced purging that you go through. I know it sounds strange. But I have to tell you, like,
it's a silver lining for you, Joey. So
when you are forced to like make hard decisions on what's going to stay and what's going to go, and then you release this stuff that's been like in your basement for years,
yeah.
You're like, I never fucking used that anyway. I was tripping over that every single day, and it's all it was doing was taking up space. And it actually was cathartic when it went in the dumpster. I don't know. I mean, do you get that a lot?
I think that a lot of people that I work with feel like it's a form of therapy. Like they feel, you know, it's like I help give, oh my goodness, this is my neighbor Claire coming by. Hey, Tad, give me a second. Yep. Oh, my neighbor stopping in.
Hi, Claire.
You might want to mute me for a second. Oh, it's get exciting. Okay. So, I help people I give people permission to get rid of things. I know. I should have come in. Sorry.
I see someone in the window behind you. It's a stalker. It's a stalker.
Stopped over to visit the kids.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But giving people permission to get rid of things, to say, even though it was a wedding gift or even though your neighbor gave it to you, if you don't like it, if you don't use it, literally, if it doesn't have a role in your house, see ya. It's okay. Like that's, we get very, I feel like we carry a lot of emotion and a little bit of guilt, you know, with things. And it's time to just live better, live freer.
So Charlene Ellis McCarthy, one of our closest friends, she is a realtor with Engels and Volker.
Okay.
Volker. You have to say the Volker. I always get corrected. And she says, I would love to know more. We're always looking for someone like Muffy.
Wow.
Please share her information. So are you available to all people?
Everybody. Free consultations so that we can meet each other and make sure it's a good fit because it's personal, you know, and whether it's staging a house, that's maybe a little bit less personal. But Joey, when I came to your house, and I said, oh, we need to do this. Maybe we could try this. you know, some people feel like, ah, she doesn't like how I keep my kitchen cabinets. It's not about how I like them. I just want the homeowner to be the happiest. Right. So a free consults for everyone.
Wow.
And available, you know, you can find me on all the social channels. I don't do as much on Facebook, but I post my before and after photos.
Instagram, you're big on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the IG.
You got the, and that also, we have links in the show notes on the blog. So we're gonna give you a quick thing. What would you do with, we'll say this right here. What would you say? What should I do with it?
Okay, so when I was planning on coming in this morning, I pulled out some of my favorite little things from my like kit and caboodle. Like I have storage stuff just Ooh. Ready for all my projects.
Yep.
I wasn't sure what we were gonna see down there. So the first thing I think is just finding a container or a couple containers that you like. Yep. That you can put things in, and you kind of have to vary them depending on how much you use them. But like, if you're working at a space, I believe it should be clear. Like you can have your monitor. I know we're talking about that side table. So the side table, you just need to organize whether it's electronics, supplies like paper, Post-its. I don't know
that's embarrassing. So you could bunch them into individual containers.
Group-like items. Make sure you need them. Make sure you use them. And if it's something you don't use that often, it gets low visibility in a cabinet, behind a door. Right. But like on your desk, clear and easy, but with access to the things you grab all the time. So make sure you have your coffee. Make sure you have, I don't know, what do you need? Pens, paper.
You know, it's a lot of charging devices because of, you know, all the whole, because that's wires are my biggest pet peeve. I have like so many different devices that take different charging ports and stuff like that. And so, because you know the blog, it's always like, you know, I use the cell phone to
It's really dorky, but like taking a piece of masking tape and writing on it, you know, iPod 10. If I did it for you, I would do a fancy label maker. It's not fancy, but it would feel fancy to you. Or any kind of little, but writing right on it, or taking a Sharpie and writing on the little charger head. You know, we have to do that in my house because we all steal each other's.
Right.
It's a little bit of proprietary. Group items. And with the wires, I like to, if they're all coming out of the back of your desk, use like a little, you can use Velcro strips. They're these little sleeves you can put over them just to make them prettier, visually calmer. Again, it's like clutter makes you crazy. It does. You don't know.
What's your go-to place to get bins and storage stuff?
I go to multiple places because I'm exceedingly frugal. So all of these little guys that I'm newly in love with, these little translucent ones, are at the Dollar Tree. And they come in like groups of three, so that's like less than a dollar each, and that's but then I'm also so frugal that I reuse good boxes. Like if I get something in a good box, Apple boxes are awesome, stationery boxes are awesome, and they look like little trays, and I love a tray. When I organize, when I kind of corral your desk, I like things to be cozy. I do go to the Container Store if it has to be pretty. Like some clients really want beautiful. Sometimes clients really just want functional. Right. So, you know, it's picking and choosing. But big bins for like the big storage for, I don't know, seasonal supplies, holiday stuff, I go to Home Depot.
Yeah.
They really have a good variety and usually the best price. I don't do Costco or any of those big stores, but they probably have great prices too.
If
you would buy for me, let me know.
There you go. The one thing I would say is, whether you're frugal or not, like I just want good quality storage. I hate flimsy boxes and stuff like that. I like it to be nice and sturdy.
Yeah, you just need to know what you're using it for. If it's something you're going to be touching and moving, but if it sits inside a desk drawer and it just holds pens and stuff like that.
So
what's happening?
What?
There was laughter in the room. I wanted in.
No, because I threw a packet of butter that's been sitting on my desk for a couple of weeks at Nicole because she was talking in the background.
I can't wait to have my turn to talk.
Though. And making it, it was muddled. She was talking and it was interfering with the podcast. And
I do so love butter.
I had to scold her.
I'm going to explain why in a minute. It's my turn.
Get so excited.
You're going to explain why?
Yeah.
All right. So let's run through again the services that you provide.
Yes. So home organization, decluttering, organizing top to bottom, staging to help you get your house ready to go on the market, and moving. So moving services include packing and unpacking. Not both, either, a little bit of some. We just have all of it, but we help. We take away donations. We bring all moving supplies. You know, it's our job is to make your life feel easier so you can kind of focus on the big stuff.
I got to say, I think the best money I've ever spent in my entire life has been on hiring professional movers instead of trying to move myself. Like moving is the most stressful thing in the world. And like, I know it may cost a little bit to have it done professionally. That money is the best money you'll ever spend.
I've yet to have a client ever complain or say that it wasn't a good investment for them. And I'm not tooting my own horn. I think anybody who comes in and helps somebody with a move, whether it's me or your neighbor or your best friend, becomes a saint in your life.
Yes, 100%.
It's so emotional, even if it's for a good reason, a happy move, not a sad move. But moves are, you know, those are like the big things, right? Death, moving, job change. Those are the big life traumas that can really shake things up. So, and I have a team of the nicest people in the world, and we love homes. We love taking care of them. So, yeah. That's us.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You're the best. I love your positive energy. You're welcome anytime.
All right.
And the link again is go one more time. Where do you want to send people to?
Go to muffywhite.com and then you can find all my social from there. And Joey, I am going to come down to your office and I'm going to do a little tune up. We'll do a little before. We'll do a little after. I got stuck at home today.
We're going to do it in the winter when it's just me and when my cousin's off, and we'll come in and he'll come back from his vacation and the place will be thing there. Awesome. Thank you, Muffy.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon. She's the best. I mean, is Muffy not the best? I'm sorry. So for the guests that are in-house here, they couldn't hear a thing because I have the headphones on, but we've had issues in the past couple of weeks where I couldn't hear the guest on the, like Susan Kelly. I had no idea what she was saying from Generous Gardeners last week.
Yeah.
So I had,
yeah.
With Muffy, I felt like I really needed to be able to communicate with her.
Yeah, I think you did a good job.
She was awesome.
You lost a little control over on this side of the.
I did. So why did I have to, Nicole, explain it to me why I needed to throw a butter packet at you.
Rationalize that decision, Joey, but what I, so you had the camera facing us, so we were all like, what do we do? Yeah, this is awkward for like 8 minutes, but then you turned the camera, so then we were all like, oh, thank God. And then Anza, you know, asked me a very simple question, and so I thought you had it all plugged in, and I thought that we could not be heard. I thought that you had like the microphone, and you were all hooked up, and they could only, and we couldn't hear Muffy. And I would have loved to have heard what Muffy had to say.
Everybody else heard Muffy, just
saying. So, Enz and I started to talk about sailing and whatnot, and I really thought you couldn't hear us.
No, the microphone. The microphone is very sensitive.
Minutes for the five of us, and you got buttered at each other. And then I got buttered.
Yeah, you got flying butter.
So I tell Muffy, I apologize. I really thought that you couldn't hear us.
I think it,
I thought when you turned the camera, we were all like,
the podcast,
we all like exhale.
How would you feel if it was your segment and there were people was talking?
No, they didn't know. That's what I said. Tell Muffy that I'm very sorry. I thought that, and we can't hear her. I'm going to go back and listen.
I'm glad that I'm going to ask you questions the next time I see you to make sure that you listen.
Okay, you do that. There better be a beer involved, but go ahead, you do that.
Anyway,
I look forward to the
at the office when we all meet.
Several, yeah, right. So, Paul, are you aware of the running joke that I have with Nicole that I'll preface it ahead of time to say that it's a joke that I always make fun of, like she's always drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You heard him make fun of me.
So she's always. I just want you to know on the record that I'm just joking when I said it because I know that you're her boss. Because she always says, my boss listens to this. Yeah. You can't make it like I'm a really functional alcoholic because I'm really not.
Because
Because I'm really not functional.
Actually, so because of that, we have a daily health screening check at the front of the school, but we check Nicole's coffee cup every morning.
An extra check.
Like, she has her own entrance.
I come in the back door.
She gets in the back door.
I always go in the back door.
Nicole's a back door girl. She likes the back door. Okay, so I want to say one more, another time, because we're going to pick it pretty soon. Champions Pub, our friends at Champions Pub, gave us a $25 gift certificate. It's going to go to someone that shares the podcast right now. That if you're on Facebook, hit the share button and write shared in the comments so we can see it. You're going to be entered. We're going to pick it probably in about 15 minutes.
There's some comments and some people.
You got some comments, Pat?
People?
What comments did you want? What comments did you see?
No, I'm just checking.
I want to encourage everybody to make sure they put in the comments that it was shared, because I can't necessarily see all the ones that are shared that because of the privacy setting. So we want to make sure we get everybody.
So
make sure you put in the comments that you shared it.
All right.
Michael Berlino wanted us to announce that the Cape Ann Museum is reopening this Thursday, which leads right into what I was hoping to share, that we went to the Cape Ann Museum Green exhibit for the portrait.
Yeah, we did that yesterday. Friday.
It's an awesome.
Yeah.
Was that
exhibit.
Jason Groh and Sean Henley?
And
Paul Carey Goldberg, and there's a fourth.
Oh, really?
Four photographers.
They
have like 10 prints from each photographer, but
right.
then they have a screen going where they have all of the pictures.
They have all of them.
All of them.
And they're really, it's quite inspiring, really, to go.
And it's a great opening exhibit.
It's
like the fishing families that they did.
Yeah.
It's Gloucester. And
it's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We did the whole back. Did you do the tour of the backstage?
No, we didn't get to. We were sort of hoping to.
They don't let them go.
I mean,
were any place where they could steal something? There's nothing much to steal there yet.
But it's an amazing building. I mean, the new building, and most of it the public doesn't see, because it's storage and conservation and
they had a very knowledgeable docent.
Yeah, and really, really.
Yeah, I heard that
done.
They had. Heat sensitive rooms.
They have
they have
what's called an isolation room, because like when art is shipped from wherever, you don't know what's in it. If it's been on a ship somewhere, bugs or whatever. So they have an isolation room where the stuff goes. They don't have a loading dock over on Pleasant Street, so they have a loading dock here now, and they can bring stuff in and deal with it the right way. But it's I forget how many 1,000 square feet of racks and
I have a question. There's the Cape Ann Marine Museum where you can go see stuff. Mm-hmm. Is this also like a museum?
There is a gallery space.
Okay.
And it will be. I mean, it's a permanent gallery space. It's really sort of cool because it's got an overhead garage door that comes up, so lots of light. But then outside of that, there's a classic old wooden barn door, so they can actually close it off and make it a dark space.
Right.
And then the green, that whole lawn, is ultimately going to be a sculpture garden.
Yes, that's it. Sculpture garden.
And you can reserve your ticket for timed entry. They're free.
Yeah, yeah.
The tickets are free. Yeah. And you can reserve them online. I'll put a link in here.
And I think it's really great that the first plan was to build a barn that sort of looked like the old, like the White Ellery House and the Babs and Ailing House, and sort of, and then they wisely said, wait a minute, that's just echoing something that happened 300 years ago or 400. So they built something that's 21st century.
They're creating their own history.
They're creating their own history, and it's LEED platinum certified. And in fact, if you drive by right now, they're putting the solar panels on the roof.
Nice.
They estimate they're going to generate about $30,000 a year of income for the museum from the solar.
You can tell when you're going around the circle or near the circle.
Yeah.
You look over in that corner and the big American flag that they just put in, dedicated to. That it is, it's just wonderful to look at.
I have to go. I'm gonna have to make a reservation and check it out.
Because
I think you'll like it.
Because all everybody sees, most people see, is the back.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, up and down the road.
Well, and they've you know, the state took out all those trees along the back thing, but they planted, the museum has planted about 200 native local species trees.
Oh,
so they've gotten rid of all
that.
The invasive stuff. And,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then the Babson Alling House, they're not going to restore it back to what it originally was. They're going to preserve it, because it's really the history of 9 generations of the same family living in that house. And so they're going to tell that story.
Yeah,
they're doing a great
job. The big pile of stone. They're going to do something with that.
Yeah,
too.
So all that
make
stone,
a rock wall,
all that stone came out of the site.
Mm-hmm.
So the stone wall that they built around on Poplar Street and around, they're going to continue that wall around down to the circle. And it's all stuff that came right from the site.
Yes, I knew.
Really cool.
Little things.
Nicole, I'd like to thank you for bringing Paul.
Sure.
That was some tremendous value-added commentary right there. That was.
I can never do that type of thing on my own.
No, if we need a Tito's review or something like that, we can depend on.
I win the butter pat today.
So
we go right to Kate for that. You know that.
That's absolutely right. I want to give a couple of shout-outs. Carol Mandela is with us. Brenda Grimes Davis is with us. Ed Collard, our friend Ed Collard, is with us. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Ed.
This name right here, I don't know what nationality it is. Maybe she'll write it in. Kaula Aluk. K-O-U-L-A is the first name. A-L-U-O-K. I wonder what nationality that could be.
It's an anagram.
What do you mean?
For a
backwards, it's backwards and up. Backwards, forwards?
What's that called?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Oh, the word is the same, frontward and backwards.
A mammogram?
No.
An anagram?
No.
Maybe if she's still listening, she'll.
That's why he got divorced.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, Jimmy.
Palindrome. Thank you, Muffy.
Palindrome. Thank. Look at that. Muffy.
See, Muffy's still listening.
Oh, so it's Greek. It's Greek.
Very good.
Like the name is Greek. Pat, are you focused?
No, I'm just looking to see if I made a mistake about the palindrome thing, but I think.
No, it's a palindrome.
I think I'm right.
Did you not trust Muffy when she wrote?
No, no, I meant that I think I may have looked at the person's name incorrectly, and because I wrote it down because she shared.
You wanted to see if it actually was the inverse.
Yeah, I wrote it down correctly from what I
questioned to mind of a library.
Where's the furthest listener from?
What's that?
Where's the furthest listener from, like, that you've had on podcasts?
Oh,
well, we get people
Russia.
I would say Russia.
Oh, we had Japan.
Somebody, we had Japan.
And North Korea. Somebody was doing that. I remember that.
No.
On a weekly basis, I get letters from people from
Donald
all over the country.
We used to have him. Dave where was he?
In Korea.
In Korea, and he would comment on every
guy.
Yeah.
The crazy guy. The Korean. Yeah, and he married the Korean girl.
And he wrote. He wrote something on everybody's post, and he's always offering.
I was going to check on him. I don't know if.
I know. I don't worry about
him. I hope he's all right.
So this guy, literally, you know, there's an average of 16 posts a day on Good Morning Gloucester, and this guy would comment on. He would write a sentence or a paragraph, sometimes several paragraphs, on every person's, and it was very sweet.
He often included song lyrics and poems. He would cite different poems, and
he would review.
He added so much content in his posts, like he might as well.
Yeah.
And then he sent a bunch of things that I brought into Harbor Light. He sent a bunch of postcards and something from Korea that we brought in and put on the shelf in a
super nice guy.
We hope you're well, Dave.
Susan Casey Lipson listened from China.
Yeah.
When she was in China. Her daughter is in some place over there, some Asian place.
Mm.
Yeah, Susan, where's Enron and your wife? Where are they? Erjan, her son-in-law is Erjan. And I drank Sazerac with him. The kid's a tremendous mixologist. We're going to get to McCarthy right now because he's been waiting patiently.
So we know not to talk to him.
He's snoring. He's snoring. He fell asleep. The camera's on him and he's asleep right now. Chris, wake up, Chris.
That balloon's going to smack him right
now. Chris,
ahead.
Workout
good
starts
morning,
now.
Chris.
Yeah,
we got to see Chris. Oh, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. How are we doing?
Morning, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
There we go.
I'm logging in on my phone. I'm going to watch this way.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Where are you right now?
I am in Meredith, New Hampshire on beautiful Lake Winnipesaukee.
Oh, Meredith, New Hampshire, Lake Winnipesaukee. So is that near the place where we got the cigars? Oh, wow.
No, this is about 2 hours north up and on 93.
What a view that is.
Beautiful place, but not as beautiful. Awesome. Not as beautiful as Cape Ann.
No, nothing is. Nothing is.
So I just I heard Muffy's piece. Muffy, if you're still listening, I would suggest that you come in with a lot of face protection, full body protection when you come to Joe's and reorganize his office, because there's a lot of viruses floating around that office.
Muffy, you're live right now too. I brought you back on.
Oh, good. I just messaged that I'll happily wear a hazmat suit.
Yeah,
I've been in some pretty sketchy places.
All kinds of protective gear.
Okay.
You don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Okay, like, should I wear my waders? Everything?
Yeah, definitely wear your waders.
I'm ready. I'm not afraid.
So Joe, I only had a couple things. Oh, is Muffy still talking?
No. Yeah, she's still there.
I can't hear her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put you just on now. Thanks, Muffy. All right, buddy.
Well, yeah. So, here at Lake Winnipesaukee, celebrating my father-in-law's 80th birthday. I do want to go inside and have everybody wish him a happy birthday, because that's a big milestone to make 80. So
Jimmy, so Chris is talking right now that his father-in-law just turned 80 and they're celebrating. So we're gonna give him a big happy birthday. He's gonna go in there right now. I'm gonna turn the camera around and we're gonna sing happy birthday to Jimmy.
Okay. Yeah.
Hang on. I just had a couple things before we do that I wanted to cover. I think most of you have probably seen my workout videos. So I've really enjoyed working with Bo Cleary. I've been working out for a little over a week now. I'm also on a diet, and I'm happy to report that I'm down nine pounds. A lot of that was what I call seltzer weight from all the seltzers that I drank over the summer. I think it was at least 9 pounds worth. So at least I lost that. But hoping to lose a few more pounds. I'm feeling great. Not only is my body feeling great, but as Bo mentioned early on, it helps with the mind as well. So the reason for my posts, I usually hate doing that kind of stuff, but I'm hoping that me and Bo and GMG can help inspire some people to, get off the couch, regardless of your capabilities, whether it's a half a mile walk, or whether it's 50 push-ups. Bo has been very good to understand what my limitations are, and has really tailored a program around me and not anybody else. So one of the things him and I had talked about, because of the messages that I've been receiving and GMG has been receiving, is that if you're interested in working out with us, we may at some point over the next week or two have a GMG workout, maybe on a Saturday, where if there's any listeners and GMG fans that want to participate, we'd love to have you. You get to meet Bo. Bo has a lot of great stories to share. I think we're going to have him on next week, aren't we, Joe?
Yeah, we're going to have him next week. So for the people in the audience here, Chris was just telling everybody how Bo is going to have a GMG community workout, safe distance, 6 feet apart, and he's going to do one probably outdoors. We're all going to go and do it.
Okay.
Who's in? Who's in?
I thought you meant the dog.
All right. Everybody's in. All right, Chris. You had another thing. I'm going to bring it on screen right now. Does anyone know Adams?
Yeah.
Speak to that?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. So my son's girlfriend's parents have ties to Gloucester that go way back to the 30s and 40s. And I guess she was doing some cleaning up and she came across two photos. I think I shared one photo with you, but I have another that's a winter scene. But it's just signed on the bottom, Adams. And I was curious, I know I made a post yesterday and I shared it with Pat to do some investigating. But if any of the viewers, listeners know this Adams person, let us know, because I'd love to, you know, figure out the story and the history behind this individual and this photo. I mean, it's clear by looking at the photo that it was taken a number of years ago, but it would be interesting to see if we can dig up some additional information.
Cool. So are we gonna say hi to Jimmy?
Yeah. Yeah. And the last thing as I'm walking in to say hi to Jimmy is, Joe, we went to Turner's on Friday, and it was great to go to Salem, but it was great to go to Turner's restaurant too. Being local folks, we decided to go off island, and the food and the service were outstanding.
What I would say about Turner's Seafood in Salem, in the former space of the Lyceum, was the most impressive thing. Where am I getting this back? I'm getting feedback.
Oh, sorry.
That was probably from
Chris. That was the
age. Oh, they're listening on the inside. That's why. That they did the building justice by not messing with that historic building. The Lyceum, I don't know when it was built. I should know more about it. But kudos to the Turners for honoring that building and not completely tearing it up apart to make it more modern, because it didn't need updating. It's such a classic building. And the food was fantastic. And the ambiance outdoors in that Salem courtyard with the music playing in the background, we had a fantastic time.
Yeah, definitely.
And they had heaters set up too.
Yeah.
And then we should give a shout out to Tono for closing in that space outside with the plastic. There's Jimmy. We're going to say happy birthday right now?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
There's the 80-year-old.
There's the 80-year-old. All right. We're gonna, 80. How does it feel, Jimmy, to be 80?
How does it feel? Well, actually, I got something to report.
Hey, Charlene.
I got something to report, but I don't want to get in trouble here. Okay. I want to make sure there's no minors watching this.
I'm leaving the room.
As a member of the AARP, I just want to thank you about the sex tapes. I audited them, and I thought I had things in check, but I'll tell you, my wife was sleeping downstairs.
Oh, God.
I don't know if she's going to get up until maybe late afternoon. But
TMI. Oh my
Jimmy,
God.
Jimmy's wanted to thank you, Pat, for bringing up the link for the sex tapes. Because as a AARP member.
Well, you're more than welcome, Jim. Happy birthday. Sincere wishes for a happy birthday.
Sincere wishes, yeah. Well, the problem is his wife is, you know, she hasn't got up yet because she's feeling the effects of
tape number four or tape number three.
Last night's tape
number four or three.
Hey, you know what? Something that I've learned, and I didn't realize, I don't think that young people think that old people have sex anymore.
Oh, that's okay. Probably true. Did you think about that? You didn't think about that when you
No, it's true. Like, I think old people just assume that, young people assume that old people, it's all over. Okay. And that might be true for some old couples.
Yeah. Joe, can you define old?
Yeah. But not for the present company.
Old for me is anybody 10 years older than me.
Oh,
because so it's a sliding scale. As I get older, we push it out a year and a year. Because I have 63 and up.
Yeah. Well, listen, I just wanted to thank you. I do not need a personal trainer now for sex. So
You know, I'm pretty good shape.
No, Jimmy Ellis says he's reaffirming that he needs to. You saved him a ton of money because he doesn't need a personal trainer for sex because the sex tapes have taken care of business.
Well, I just like to bring the community what they're looking for.
This is what happens when you're 80 years old and you're close to the end. You don't give a fuck what you say online.
Or they hear all the jokes.
Right. Yeah, right. Hey, Jimmy, happy birthday! Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thank you, GMG.
Yes.
All right, pal. Chris, I'll see you, pal. Have fun.
See ya.
All right. We're back to our regularly scheduled program. Thanks for being patient, guys. I haven't figured out how to pipe the audio.
Yes, something.
We're watching Buffy's segment
didn't see the sex segment last week, you're going to want to look at that one.
The sex segment led by Pat Dalpia.
Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Pat.
Our own doctor.
Can we pull the sheer thing out?
What are we doing?
Distraction.
Who knows?
Oh, the gift certificate.
Yeah, the gift certificate.
Oh, well, we're going to pimp it one more time.
Okay,
One more time, because we want to show other restaurants that give us gift certificates that it's going to be well worth their while, because Champions Pub in Peabody, well known.
Is that the mall? Like the outside of the, right?
No, it's almost in Salem. If you take a right when you get to Peabody Square off of Lowell Street. Yeah. You go down the street, it's only about a mile down the street. Champions Pub donated a $25 gift certificate. You have 5 minutes right now to share the podcast, hit the share button on Facebook, and type shared, and we will enter you in the drawing that we're going to draw in 10 minutes from now. So share the podcast right now, and you will be entered. Let's see, where are we right now?
Totally off track, I'm pretty sure.
What's the matter? No, I have my list. I'm organized this morning.
Thanks to Muffy.
Thanks to Muffy. Oh, I'm going to bring up, did you guys see the post I did about the what are you?
Yes, I did.
Are you familiar with the list?
Yeah.
You answer? Okay, so I'm going to bring it up on the screen and then you guys can answer. I got to do share the screen. Right here.
It was your toast preferences, your coffee preferences, and your steak. How well done you like it. It's a visual. You have to pick.
Right. Right. And I'm going to put that on the spotlight. All right. So looking at the graphic on the screen right now, you guys want to take a look at it? Or you already see it? I'll just pull it over here so people can see. From rareness to well done, and then on toast, really light to really dark, and then coffee black to like almost milk. Do you remember what yours were?
I was a 3, right? There's 5 choices, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was 3 right in the middle for the steak.
Yeah.
There's 6 for
and I was a 4 for the toast on the more well done side. And then for coffee, I think I was right in a 2/3.
Okay. B/C.
So one is B slash C. Yeah.
Paul, did you see it?
Yeah. So I'm a 2 on the steak. Well, somewhere between a 1 and a 2.
Yeah.
A 3 on the toast and an A on the coffee.
I'm the same.
You're the same?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But you said 2/3 A, Paul?
I said 2/3 A. Yeah.
That's what I was. I was that too. Jimmy, where were you?
So we'll keep
3/3 B.
You answered like Joey.
3/3 B. It's a little dash.
Yes.
You like a little dash of cream.
Yes.
Where do you fall, Enza?
3/3 B.
3/3 B. A little splash for Enza as well.
Splash. A little splash.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a correlation between how rare you like your meat and how well done you like your toast.
Ooh, I don't know.
I see a pie graph coming.
I see something.
Yeah.
No, I bet you it's inverse because I see a lot of women like their steak well done but not burnt. Maybe not.
Mm-mm. I don't know. I'm a 1/2 Paul.
Huh?
I'm a 1/2 like Paul.
Her steak is
right in the middle of it.
I think as we get older, I think when you're first introduced to coffee, because my daughter Eloise is 15 and she drinks coffee and it's basically a milkshake. You know, like 5 sugars and 5 creams.
Well, living in this part of the country than going other. So when you order a coffee here and you say regular, it's with cream.
Oh,
but
right.
When you go to the rest of the country, it's a regular is black.
Or
really?
Cream and sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. When you say a regular is
yeah.
black, you know.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about brand? I mean, brand has something to do with it.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
roast
true.
As well, right?
That
right.
is true.
Dark roast, medium roast.
Yep.
I can't get past that they want two numbers and then a letter. I wonder how Muffy feels about that. Why is the third one a letter? It's going against.
Is this why you're not teaching upper elementary?
Right. I don't understand it. There's a flaw in the design of that.
I don't take you as an OCD person.
Oh my God, so much. You have no idea.
No, you're very relaxed.
I am not with that.
But internally, you have a lot of turmoil. But externally, you come off and you portray yourself as this relaxed person.
Thank you for that, Joey.
Joey.
Dr. Joe.
It's the
drinking.
Yeah,
it's the
booze.
No, as soon as I did it, I was like, I don't understand this. I can't go any further. Why is this happening? I'm done. I'm out.
I'm just thinking, I want to hire Muffy as a present for you. To maybe clean your office.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
so we just got a little insight.
Okay.
We got twist my arm. Twist my arm. I bet you Muffy would love to do
that. If everyone else on campus wouldn't put everything in my office.
I'm gonna bring Muffy on to see if that's something she would do. Hold on.
I would like to.
The reason my office is so clean is because I have Nicole's office.
So I would be remiss to not mention that no fewer. I was doing a reading analysis with a bunch of first graders, and I was bringing them into my office. So I had 15 different students come into my office this week, and every one of the 15 said, "Why do you have a megaphone sitting in your office and it's calls from Anasquam Yacht Club?" So half the reason my office is so messy is because everybody, including Paul, leaves things in my office. But I could use Muffy, too.
So Muffy's with us right now. What do you think about that, Muffy? Would you go up there and take a look at what? Because Paul offered to pay. So
yeah, I'm in.
I think they could take that out of the Montessori Harbor Light, fund. Cause
oh, yeah.
It would make the place a better learning experience.
It would make those students more comfortable when doing their reading analysis.
I agree. So Muffy's in. So
all right.
Then you,
okay.
All right.
This will make up for the talking over her segment. That we
yeah, did. And I'll bring butter just in case.
It's a very small space.
You're going to bring butter?
It's bright and cheap.
Yeah, you can whack people with the butter.
Ask Muffy if Cal's with Thatcher right now with the Sea Cadets.
Oh, yeah. And then they're going to hockey.
And then they're going to hockey, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. See that. So that whole hockey thing, that whole hockey group is.
Yeah.
Connor had his first hockey game today. Connor, Kate's son, and Kate and Alex's son, my stepson, yeah. Connor. Yeah, so nice to see. Muffy, I'm going to just leave you on.
I'm here. I love it.
All right. All right, cool. All right. I'm going to just minimize this window. You're still with us. And I just have to bring up the other window. Where am I? Okay, there's my show notes. Thanks, Muffy, for being with us today. Let me just see. Oh,
wait, 3 minutes. 3 minutes. We're down to 2 minutes before.
Pat, do you have the list compiled?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Okay. We're going to do this right now. All right.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to. So how many?
One last check.
Do you have numbers? Do you? D, if you share the podcast right now and click shared, we'll enter you into the contest for the $25 gift certificate to Champions. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna get that. So how many contestants do you have?
Well, as soon as I see Dee's share note, it will be 11.
If she shares it, so we're gonna give Dee 10 seconds to share it. If she doesn't share it, then she's out
is
of the
Dee Noble?
She's out of the running. Yeah.
Come on, Dee.
She's gonna. Oh, Muffy shared it.
There we go.
Oh, wait, you got? Do you have Muffy?
No, I do not. So
Muffy's in.
A new
Muffy's
one.
In. And Barry Hallett. Barry Hallett under the wire.
Barry Hallett. The Red Barn.
The Funky Red Barn. No more of the Funky Red Barn.
Oh,
I sold
small.
It, yeah.
I didn't know that.
We're going to have Barry on. Oh, and Dee shared it. Okay, we're going to close it right
there.
Hang
on, let me just check the other feed here.
All right, check the other feed, and I'm going to pull up the randomizer.
So I've got 13 right now.
Okay, so minimum would be 1, and maximum would be 13.
Oops. The official list.
All right.
Everybody concur?
Well,
all right,
the,
hold on. I'm gonna put the. I gotta put the camera in front of the.
The randomizer.
The randomizer.
We have the red envelope.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Spin the numbers.
Ready? Now here it comes. You gotta shake it, and then wait. No, that's not right. I gotta. It gave me 60, but it's supposed to be, I got to clear it and do it later.
All right, we're going to hang in until 44 more people share. Until we get to 60.
Why did it do that?
60 wins.
13. 13. Okay.
Luckily, I'm a musician. I can do this.
Okay, and ready? No, I'm gonna, no, we're going to go right now. And number 8. It was sticking on 12 and ended up at 8. Who was 12? Just so I know, because it was the 12 was the number just before 8.
12 is Harry Hallett.
Barry Hallett would have got it, but it kind of just clicked over to 8. Who's 8?
Charlene Ellis
McCarthy. Oh. 20, and you know what? She's good friends with
they talk about them.
With the Dobbs, with Jody Dobbs. So Charlene, you won the 20. That's good because I don't have to mail it. That makes it really nice.
Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Happy birthday. Yeah. Maybe she'll give it to Jimmy Ellis as a birthday present. There you go.
No, she gave him the tapes.
Oh, she gave him the sex tapes. That's right. I'm sorry. So there's that. So Enzo, I have a couple quick questions for you. What was your biggest seller this year?
So my biggest seller is probably the lobster hat.
The lobster hat.
Yeah.
The tiny little lobster in the corner. Understated, classy, timeless. And okay, give me two and three.
The Gloucester coordinates, and then.
That's because we pimped it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that looks good.
Probably the Gloucester shirt that you flagged.
Oh, with the flags on the back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The other thing about the stuff, the designs are phenomenal, but the quality is. That's why all summer long, that's all I wore was her shirts because they were so comfortable. So LobsterTrapGifts.com, you can shop there.
Yep.
Let me see here. PaulMorgan.com. What is that all about?
That's my painting.
Okay.
So Paula Morgan is the art teacher over at West Parish. But she also has a great Instagram page. She sells some of her art on Cape Benji Clay with Anna and Jim as well. But I did a blog post about this, but it didn't do it justice because you have to see it in person. So she had posted on her Instagram that she was doing trying like a new technique for underwater painting. So she had a picture of her son, Ian. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, I need her to do something for me. So I went through our Mexico photos of this little moment.
Hold it right up to the camera.
The boys snorkeling in Mexico with a sea turtle. And I sent her the photo. Can you see that? I sent her the photo and she painted it. And it's like my favorite thing in the whole entire world.
I love that. The colors. And
she had it framed and brought it to the house. And she now has a website that is in the show notes. And she sells some of her prints with KPNG Clay, and she has a great Instagram. But she's also a local art teacher, which I think is phenomenal. So anyone who wants to support our local teaching staff. And she started her first art teaching job was at Harbor Light Montessori, and now she's in the Gloucester Public School.
That is amazing. All over the place. So PaulMorgan.com, Pat. PaulaMorgan.com. We'll put that into the Facebook.
She's an awesome person, too.
Oh, how do you know her?
How do I know her?
No, I'm talking to Muffy, sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, she's just an awesome
person. Are you not listening?
Who are you? How do you know her, though?
I know her through she's a runner. Her daughter plays sports with my daughter. She's awesome. Joey, you need to meet her. You'd really like her. She could be on the pod.
We'll bring her in. Why not? We're always looking for positive, fun guests.
I mean, I'm in every week now. You're stuck.
Yeah, but hey, you're always welcome. You know that. As a matter of fact, Kate and I were having a conversation last night. She goes, who's going to be on the podcast tomorrow? And I had mentioned Enza and Nicole and you. And she's like, wow, that's going to be, you're going to have a hard time containing everybody. You know, especially because Muffy, if we let Muffy could have her own podcast
someday.
By herself, fill about 5 hours without taking a breath.
I stayed home.
Here. I was wondering, what time do you normally wake up in the morning? Because I picture you waking up early.
I'm about 5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you're a productive person.
I got a lot to do, but I go to bed early. I collapse at night.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's the best.
I don't understand why people put like go to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning when you could go to bed early. I love going to bed. Like I love going to bed early. You feel good the next day.
I went to bed at 1
because you look better.
Well, yeah. Well, not me. Yeah. So we got that. Nicole, Becca.
Becca Peasy. So Muffy's going to love this because Muffy, I could see doing this someday.
Feed on feet? What's feed on feet?
So, well, so if you look at the book, you'll see, first of all, the Lion Waugh sponsorship. So have you met Becca, Joey?
No.
Becca is a friend of Warren Waugh's. Warren and the Lion Waugh group have sponsored Becca in her runs. So this past weekend with Nadina Wilk and Justine Wilk, Nadina and Jeff own Glass Tech.
Yep.
Boat service here, right? You know them. They were going to run the Boston Marathon, which obviously was canceled. So anyone who was going to run the London Marathon was able to do it virtually or to save their bid for 2022 when there will hopefully be a Boston Marathon. Anyway, so they chose to run it around Gloucester. So you did a post, and then Nadina did it on her own on Saturday, did her 26.2 miles. And then the next day, her daughter, Justine, ran with Becca. And Becca had actually run a marathon on Saturday and then ran her 17th Boston Marathon on Sunday. So that was her 16th and 17th Boston Marathon. But even cooler than that is this book that she wrote. She has done twice the World Marathon Challenge, which means she went to Antarctica, ran a marathon. I read this to my students on Friday and they couldn't even believe it. She ran a marathon, boarded a plane, flew to Chile in South America, ran a marathon, boarded a plane, flew to Miami, ran a marathon, boarded a plane, went to Spain, ran a marathon, boarded a plane, went somewhere in Asia, boarded a plane, went to Australia, and ran her last marathon. So it was 7 marathons in 7 days on all 7 continents.
Crazy.
Wow. With just sleeping on the plane, you know, overnight.
When you're going long distances, don't your legs like I can't even walk when I get off a plane on like flight to Europe.
Right.
So in this book, there's a picture of her. So they're not real photos; they're illustrations done by somebody. But there's an illustration from a photo of her sleeping on the plane. But you know, to watch her so Thatcher and I watched her finish here, and I've met her at a bunch of Warren's events. But she's always done the 5K, the Bluefin Blowout 5K, and she comes to like cheer on the crowd. But she is amazing. So this is her new book. So I ordered a copy for school and I ordered a copy for my house, but I definitely wanted to throw that out there because, I mean.
I bet she slept pretty good.
Talk about, probably, but talk about it. She's like this tall, super little spitfire. She's just amazing. And the money that she has raised. So she was actually on the news this week and she said, the gentleman interviewing her said, why did you run the Boston Marathon twice? And she's like, well, I couldn't decide between charities. So she had been running with a particular group, I forget. And then she said, but she also, Alzheimer's is near and dear to her heart, and she lost her grandmother to Alzheimer's. So she said, I still want to run with my Alzheimer's groups, which is obviously Warren and everyone. So she's like, so I decided to do it Saturday and Sunday, which for her is nothing because she's done the World Marathon Challenge twice. But, I mean, unbelievable.
God bless her.
So check out her website. Order her book.
Enzi, you're a runner, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Have you done a marathon?
No.
What's the furthest you've gone?
Just a half.
Half marathon? Yeah. Just a half.
Just
13. For us slugs, that's pretty impressive. Muffy, have you done a marathon?
I have. I've done 3 New York City marathons. And I'm going to do my plug. I run it for this charity on my shirt.
Oh, that's right.
I'm running for them today. That's why I'm wearing the shirt. We're doing a 5K. But it's the Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation. And that's one of my near and dear charities to my heart. So.
Give us the quick rundown on Glenn Doherty. He was killed in Benghazi, right?
He was. He was one of the 4 Americans killed in Benghazi. He was a Navy SEAL. At the time, he was working as a CIA operator. And I grew up with him. He was one of my brother's best friends, and he was my brother's roommate right up until when he passed away. And we started the organization to help special operators and their families. The primary goal is to transition from being in active duty to civilian life, which is a really hard transition for special ops soldiers. So we do that through education and all different ways and scholarship. And it's been great. We've been able to give 70 scholarships, which is amazing. And it was 8 years ago, this September 12th was when we lost him. So Yeah. Wow. And if you go by my house, I'm flying my GDMF flag, which everybody thinks is a swear because all I do is swear.
Oh.
But it isn't.
Goddamn motherfucker, right? I didn't even put that together until you said it. Oh my God.
And Caitlin is doing the work for me today.
Caitlin, yeah, and she and I have to say she's going to be a real trooper because we were landscaping yesterday and she twisted her ankle, so we iced her ankle down all last night. But she's dedicated. She's all in.
Well, you know,
but
we say like when the kids are having a hard time with something, we always say like, "What would Glenn do?" Because Glenn literally went down in a blaze of gunfire to save his buddies. So we can do hard things,
right?
It's a little guilt, but it's okay. It works.
I have to tell you, I see the GDMF stickers all over the place.
I had a whole bag I was going to bring in today.
But there's then a guy in.
I'll bring them when I come and do the office.
There's a restaurant in Winchester. I forget the name of it. First House Pub, and they do they get lobsters for their lobster rolls from us.
They get them from you?
Yeah, the guy drives down all the time.
That's amazing. So Winchester's where we all grew up. So
there you go. And he wears the shirt. He wears the GDMF.
Winchester is fiercely proud of Glenn, as they should be.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that. I had one more topic, but I think I'm going to save it for next week because we're over an hour right now. But check out Muffy's website, muffywhite.com. Go get your awesome gear at lobstertrapgifts.com, my favorite retailer of awesome Gloucester gear. Go to paulamorgan.com to get your kids painted underwater.
You have to hold them underwater
after
while
you enroll.
Paints.
After you enroll your students, are like Montessori and Beverly.
After you enroll them. Okay, quickly, because we have you here. Did you have a massive? You're having school, right?
Yes, we're in person.
So I'm sorry, I gotta put this towards you now. I'm sorry, you weren't on camera. What did you get a monstrous influx in applications when there was a question if they were going to have school in person school in the public schools?
Yeah, so we ran a summer program, so people knew we were open, and that really helped build a lot of confidence in the community. But yes, we certainly have gotten inquiries as people have looked at what their options are. And, you know, you do your best online, but being in person is really, is what you want to do.
Right.
And we've been lucky to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And I think because we have small numbers and a lot of space and you can work with that.
It fits in people's expectations and hopes for what they
need. Yeah, I mean,
kids
need... Six of my grandkids, five of them are online, you know, and it's just, you know, young kids need to be together.
Yeah, I agree.
They need that part of it. And
Gloucester's done a pretty good job.
Yeah, they have.
They're doing.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have given props from other communities, have been saying, what a great job. Gloucester have really listened and really strived to put together a program that they thought would work. Is there room for growth in the enrollment at Haverlite Montessori?
There is. Yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
So there's an opportunity for children so where would people go to get that information?
They go on our website, engageyourworld.com. .org.
Engageyourworld.org.
Yeah, I mean we have spaces in the upper grades.
Okay.
A few in the preschool.
Well, yeah, we've chosen, so early childhood EEC education governs our smaller students, whereas we follow DESE guidelines for our older students. So we've kept our ratios low intentionally. Even when the early EEC said we could add more students to each classroom, we made the decision not to. So because we have only 10 children in each of our lower school classrooms, we're full there. We could add more, and maybe we will in January if we see fit, but our upper school has room still.
So, yeah, I mean, our Rachel, our admission person, is giving tours every weekend.
Yeah, after school hours, so they're not in the building when our students are enrolled. They come in the evening, and they come on the weekends, and we've been doing a lot of that. So
engageyourworld.org.
.org.
Okay. Awesome. Pat, did you type that in?
Got it in.
Got it.
Thank you.
Way to go. All right. That's going to be it for us. GloucesterCast 440. We're 10 away.
Yeah.
With, Jimmy, was it you that suggested that we go to
the office?
Well, we're going to talk to I'll talk to Dean Sauer about it, and we'll put something together. Hey, thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you,
Joe.
We'll see you.
Super.